Thought I disconnected from Mumble just then or something.
Fuck that shit, I'm recording.
Oh yeah, they showed a little dot there. It sucks.
I don't care.
Yeah, fuck it.
What's he gonna do? Oh, can you stop recording? No, fuck you.
Nope, this doesn't take long. I gotta go pick up dinner.
GM of French Showers. That's Rob.
Why is she a cunt?
I don't think she's a really nice person, but I think she's stupid.
She sounds like Grim. Have you ever heard her talk?
I have never heard Grim talk, but I've heard Jessica talk.
It sounds the exact same.
That's scary. Grim is such a whore.
Yeah, we know.
I was in that guild for 5 minutes, and she was trying to get on my nuts, and I was like, oh no.
Who?
Krimi.
Who's she?
GM of the Shattered Union.
Oh.
The worst Shadow Priest in the world.
I don't think she likes me anymore anyway, because the first time I met her, I was like, you're a massive cunt. She's like, well, I'm not a cunt, but I have a cunt. I'm like, no, you're a cunt.
Has there ever been a female GM that didn't suck? I haven't seen one.
Draconis, I've got... Well, maybe... No.
Yeah. Tapa's fucking terrible.
Nope.
Hell, even my first guild on this server was ruined as soon as a woman got GM. And she was terrible.
Well, Lux Eternal was run by a female, wasn't it? And look how good they did.
Oh, man, that was... They're shit-talking, like... I had like 4 of their members telling me how good they thought they were gonna do in DS and that they knew they were gonna pass us up in progression, that they just needed the good start alongside everyone else. I'm like, yeah, okay. And then they're stuck on
real cocky. I don't know why.
Because impossible.
Yeah, they got stuck on Morchok. They made a forum post about how it's broken and how impossible it is, and we're sitting there at like 3 out of 8 hard mode, and we're like, yeah.
We did with 3 melee.
Well, she was trying to push people to raid 6 or 7 days a week.
For Morchok?
On Morchok.
Yeah, for all of DS, she wanted to raid 6 or 7 days a week.
I don't know if you guys remember Karasi, Shadow Priest from Team 2. He was actually in Lux Eternal, and... I also don't know you know much about him, but he's also like a huge shit talker as well. He's always talking about how amazing he is and stuff like that, and it's like, yeah, I'm not surprised you were in that guild.
Pat Yon was in that guild.
Lux Eterna?
Yeah.
It's not surprising. I'll be right back.
That reminds me, are we going back to 2 days or 3 days a week like we used to?
3 days a week?
Three
on GTFO.
Which days are we doing? Have we not decided that yet?
We can talk about it.
What was that?
We can talk about it. I mean, if things have changed for people, we can figure it out.
Pat, we're going to make you raid on Saturdays now?
Nope.
We're just gonna raid Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because we're all fucking losers.
That'd be so awesome.
Oh, that'd be shit.
Yeah, it really would be.
Actually, no, that'd be good for me, because I'd only raid until 11 until 2, and then I can just go out anyway.
Oh yeah, fuck you.
Because we run this fucking guild around your schedule.
Yeah, we do, obviously.
Fucking cocksucker. I don't know if you know this, but everybody hates you.
Well, I do.
Everyone always hates me.
What?
I said everyone always hated me.
He was talking to me.
Oh.
Everyone hates you anyway, don't worry.
What happened? Who's that?
Swift. His microphone isn't very good right now.
Skylar.
I'm talking into a headset, so... with, like, no microphone, just an earphone, so... that's why you can't hear me.
I couldn't tell it was him because I didn't hear a quarter spinning on the desk every 10 seconds. Or him smacking his lips.
But, yeah. So, that night, I just, like, I don't know. I mean, I know we all had, like, the stress of Rome first, and then there was, like...
Wait, shut up for a sec, shut up. Pat's not here. Pat needs to be here.
You're recording it.
Well, Pat still fucking needs to be here.
Well, on another note, I don't know, I might be playing somewhere else because I'm going to change my major because, yeah, I'm not going to school for 7 more years.
You didn't even start 1 year, though.
No, I know, but I just, like, I chose pre-pharmacy, and school starts in, like, 2 weeks, and, like, I know I can do it, but I don't really want to do it, so, I mean, I have to keep, like, a 3.6 plus to, even get into pharmacy school, and I just, like, I don't know.
Whoever just texted me, I'm here.
Me?
Well, now that everybody's here... Well, as I was saying, I know we all had, like, the stress of Realm first, and then it was, you know... Well, what was making it most stressful was probably... constantly losing people, having people not show up, and then, you know, I know some of them had other things planned that they couldn't get out of, but, and then there's also the, I guess, like, three people quitting, I don't know, but just, like, that was adding, like, so much stress to me, and then at that time, which this is completely my fault and really had nothing to do with WoW. I missed like 3/4 of my senior year of high school because I was like, I really don't know, lazy. I don't think it was lazy, but I was partially sick. But anyway, I just like, all that stress, just, I couldn't handle it. I'm sorry. I couldn't, like, deal with it, so I kind of just, I don't know, I didn't want to come back anymore, which I did say, I did tell Rob and Tech that, like, a week before that I wouldn't come back the next week if we didn't kill it, but I don't think that was taken literally, and it really wasn't said literally, it was, like, I'm pretty sure we all said something like that, but, Anyway, so I came back that next week, and then I think it was a Monday that I missed, and I just, like, I kept my phone in my pocket on silent and was ignoring phone calls, and then, like, when I got home that night, I saw that Rochambeau had killed it, and I was like, oh my god, and so, yeah. I was pretty much, like, scared to say anything to anyone, and just sort of, like, I was, at that point, I was like, hey, this is, like, a chance for me to just, like, quit and say fuck them all, and, like, not meaning that, really, but just, like, it's sort of a way out, since that was, like, keeping me from talking to you guys, and I was just like, I don't know, I know it's like dumb to say, but I really like was kind of scared to say anything to anyone. I was just like,
I think people were pretty mad at you because, like, the biggest thing is we all consider each other to be pretty good friends here. And then if somebody, like, I mean, people like Z and Sinath, like, you can understand why they bailed because they're faggots. But, like, and nobody ever really got along with them. But, like, it was really disappointing because you've been friends with us for a long time and you just kind of left us out to dry without saying anything. Like, if you had texted somebody that night and you were just saying, like, you couldn't come or something like that, like, it never would have been an issue with us. Like, people would have been, like, grumpy for a day or whatever, but it wouldn't have been an issue. It was just the, like, not saying anything, I guess.
No, it was vindictive, what you did. You can claim that it was unintentional, you can say that you didn't mean to and how stressed you were, but in the end, you actively fucked us on purpose. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. I don't believe that it was unintentional at all. I think you were very spiteful, and I think you did it on purpose to fuck us.
Yeah, because I knew that they would kill it that night, and
no, I
definitely had intentions of coming back the next day until I saw that they had killed it, and then I was just, like, mad at myself, and, like, I know that I fucked you guys, and I mean, I fucked myself too. I put just as much work into that fight and every fight as anyone, and was there every day, and, you know, not fucking up most of the time.
That has nothing to do with if you did hard work or anything. It's that if you had told us you were stressed or anything back then, that would have been a lot easier. Like, dude, I just can't handle it anymore, I gotta quit. You know, that's respectable to a degree. You didn't do that. You completely ignored everybody. Like, that's conscious effort. And you were on league the entire fucking time. Like, you weren't even gone. You were where people could see you pretending that you weren't there. That's called being vindictive, and that's called being an asshole. And that's why I don't trust you, because you consciously made an effort to ignore all the people trying to contact you. And then you kept playing League, and you were whispering people like, lol, everybody hates me now, oh well. You know, fuck you, you weren't pissed the next day, you were talking shit.
I was within a week. Definitely not on League that night, until
you were logged in the entire time.
Yeah, I'm logged in to League almost all the time.
Yeah, and ignoring your phone, ignoring your text, you knew exactly what was going on.
I ignored my phone and my text, and I had intentions of coming back the next day, and, you know, I screwed up, and I admit that, but I did not, like, intentionally fuck anyone.
I think you did, because it's the third time you've done it. Well, I mean, when you just, hey, let people talk, you fucked us over, you want to come to your apology thing, well, guess what? I'm going to talk some shit.
Go ahead, please.
Well, this is like the third time you fucked us over. You go and sell your account, like, before, and then come back. You do this every time. You do it for when the new tier content comes out. Well, you've done it several times already. Why would anybody trust you now?
Hey, listen, I didn't come back and whisper magic and ask him to come back. I didn't.
Well, no, but you owe everybody. After we gave you several chances, you intentionally fucked us. You pulled a Z. After talking so much shit about Z, you did the exact same thing, except worse. At least Z said something. You were worse than Z when it came to what you did.
Yeah, and I admit that I fucked up, and I just, like, I really don't know what to say. I am sincerely sorry. I fucked myself as well. You keep on believing all of whatever about me, hate me, frankly, it doesn't matter anymore.
Well, it's not like I'm pulling this out of my ass. I'm judging you based on your actions. I mean, this is...
I understand. I know what I did. And it's like, I really don't know what to say. It's I've said everything that I can think of, and I mean it. And
yeah, but a lot of the entire first part of your apology was essentially blaming the environment, like, and everybody else. Like, no, it was so tough for you that everybody was quitting. Well, it was tough for everybody.
Yeah, are you deaf? Because I said that.
You did say that.
Yeah, I did. I said that the stress was on everybody, and it didn't make it right for me to do that. So, it was shitty what I did, but I didn't do it intending on screwing anyone. I missed one night and didn't say anything. And then, you know, they killed it. So I was, like I said, and I, none of you may understand this, but I was kind of like scared. Not scared you guys were going to do anything, but I was scared because I betrayed.
Yeah, because you stabbed your guild in the back after they, like, extended several olive branches to you.
Well, let's face it, and this doesn't make it any better, but if they hadn't killed it that night, it would have just been a night that I didn't show up and didn't say anything. But that doesn't make it any better, and I know that. But I missed one night, and that, like I said, it's no excuse. But, and they happened to kill it that night, and I, you know, like I said, I put in just as much time as anyone else, and so I didn't have intentions of screwing anyone. I am really sorry.
Okay, here's the thing.
Before you talk, it's not that, sorry, what I just want to say is you say it's just one night, but nobody missed a night through that whole thing without saying something. Like, even me, when I came late, I still told everyone I was coming late, or I stayed at work. So what you did is way different from anyone else. Everyone kept in contact. You know, if they're 5 minutes late, 2 hours late, they still kept in contact because people wanted to get this shit done. But to not show up at all, not say anything to anyone, disappear, and then we lose it because of that. And everyone's like, where the fuck were you? That's where it's different.
Well, it's not only that. The thing, reason why I don't believe you and why all this is absolute bullshit is because the week after, it was 15% nerf was going to come out. So my thinking behind this is that you knew that once the nerf hits, we'll kill it. So you did not give a shit how much time we're going to put in that week before. You did not want to log on because you knew we were going to kill it next week. But then when you found out that they got server first, you were like, oh, I screwed up. Well, fuck them anyways. And you left. And you didn't talk to anyone. You apologized to me and I think like two other people in League a week after. That's all you were doing at the time, just hiding there for the most part. And yeah.
Well, I'm not sure if it was announced at the time that there was a diva or a buff. It could have been, it could have not been, and I guess there's no way for you guys to tell if I knew or not, but I'm pretty sure that at that time I didn't know about a buff.
Do you remember me texting you even after we got screwed? Like, can you still come back and help us, and you declined to come?
Yeah, because I knew how much shit I was going to get, and, you know, everybody was going to hate me. I remember that.
But everybody hates you because you didn't come back and talk to anybody.
Yeah, and, you know, I just, like, at that point, because I thought everybody was going to hate me, I was just like, screw it, I'll never hear from these people again. And then, I decided to play a WoW, and I don't know if I'm going to or not.
Yeah, that mindset of, like, fuck these people, even if it was passing, that's called being spiteful. Like, that's not how people should treat each other. I mean, we're all pretty big dicks to each other, but we don't spite each other. I mean, we're not vindictive against each other. You are. I mean, why would anybody trust someone who does that? Like, any of us, we still talk all the time, and we've never done that. Anytime Framan had to just recently quit, And, you know, he told us, we all understood, it's fine, quitting isn't the issue here, it's that you fucked us and just basically gave us the finger and then left.
Well, I mean, believe me or don't believe me, that it wasn't my intention to miss the night and for them to kill it and for me to never come back, because I had definitely intended on coming back the next day, and I just figured, you know, if I come back, like, people are gonna hate me, and, you know, just whatever. And I know that's, like, I guess was the wrong way to feel. I don't really know what to say. I am truly sorry. I mean, don't believe me.
It's not even so much that. I think for me is that I just don't trust you. And to be honest, I don't trust that you won't do it again. You've done it before and apologized.
Well, it's very selfish. You're doing this in your own time and when it's convenient for you.
Doing what in my own time?
Apologizing. You could have done it, like, fucking a month after. You're playing WoW again. You want to get in the guild, so you're apologizing pretty much. You're doing this for your own benefit.
Right after the launch date was announced for MOP?
Actually, the launch date's been announced for a while, and then I just logged on to WoW, and Magic whispered me. I didn't whisper anyone. I joined Veracity and was screwing around. I didn't know what I was going to do at that time, if I was just going to play on the weekends, or if I was going to, you know, be casual or raid on, or be able to raid depending on my schedule or what. But, like, I had no intentions of you guys forgiving me, and that's, like, but I thought that while I was on, you know, Magic whispered me and said, you know, if you want to set something up, I can have everyone there to hear you talk, and, I mean, I don't expect to be invited back. I was just stating, like, you know, if I was gonna play, I'd rather play with people I like, and even if that meant casually, but, like, I honestly didn't whisper Magic. Magic whispered me because I was on a trial account and I can't whisper people unless they're on my friends, unless I'm on their friends list or they whisper me first. So the account was trial and then I upgraded it and then, yeah, I'm just like, I have no intentions, had no intentions of anyone forgiving me, and
I think maybe, I think to me that's kind of like the fucked up part. Like, if I fucked over people I thought were my friends, my first instinct would be to apologize and own up to it. And
well,
you're basically saying
no
intentions
of anyone forgiving
no.
me. I didn't
for one thing,
I
stop
no.
interrupting people. I mean, come on. Good thing that you came on and did your apology and all that, but you didn't even, you're basically saying right now, it wasn't even your idea. You weren't even planning on ever doing anything. That's not good.
No, that's not what I said. I said that I didn't expect.
Yeah, no intention of whispering anybody.
My reasons for whispering you were, one, we haven't seen you in forever, and you happened to log on, and two, I was hoping there was some humility in what you had done.
Yeah, and, you know, I said,
because at one point we're all friends, and I wanted to see if, you know, if anything clicks, and you're like, oh yeah, by the way, I'm sorry, or anything. Like, do you want to talk to us? Is there nothing you want to say?
Yeah,
that was my reason for whispering you, and maybe in the slim chance, maybe everyone would have forgiven you, and, you know, whatever happens, and, like, we invite you back, or whatever may happen after tonight, but I wanted to see if you at least felt something on what you had done to us, because we honestly could have had that kill, and it would have changed a lot of things. We were all acting cocky and crazy, like, we're going to get that shit for sure, and we would have. And then to not get it on something completely out of the rest of our ability to control sucks.
You know, especially since we came in and killed it like 2 days later.
With a random
who had with like the guy in worse gear than you and me on an alt.
390 eye level, Drew.
Anyway, I, like I said, I didn't say that I had no intentions of apologizing. I had no intentions of being forgiven. And I didn't have to come onto Mumble, and I didn't come onto Mumble with intentions of being invited back to the guild. I came on Mumble because I thought that, you know, it was time for me to apologize, and...
Or because I kind of hinted at you should apologize.
Well, yeah, but we all know that I am not bad at ignoring things, and I could have just completely ignored you, and I did this because I wanted to apologize. I didn't do this because I thought that I would get anything out of it.
Does anybody else have anything to say? Now's your chance.
Fuck you.
I just...
Yeah, I kind of just don't believe you at all, to be honest. This sounds really insincere. I just don't think that you fully understand what the point is, that it's not even that you left or anything, it's... But you actively fucked people over, and you weren't even planning on apologizing, like, ever. You just fucked us and left, and then just said, fuck those people. And then, on an off chance, magic whispered you, and you're like, oh, yeah, I guess I should. That's how it's coming off.
Well, if I didn't have intentions on apologizing at all, I wouldn't have come and said anything. And, you know, I did... sort of, not in the right way, apologize to a couple people, but I mean, that didn't make anything better, and I'm not saying that it should have. I, you know, I didn't show up one night, and I didn't call or answer any texts or anything, and they happened to kill it that night, and I was basically... scared to come back and talk to you guys, and I know I said it like 5 times, but it was just like, I thought it would be better for me at the time to just be like, you know, I've known you guys, I've known some of you for a really long time, and then I've known most of you guys for at least a couple of years, and it was just like, you know, so now would be a better time, and now would be a time to apologize if I was going to apologize other than when I should have apologized. And, I mean, think what you want, but I am trying to be sincere with no intentions of being invited or, you know, even liked by anyone. It's just, I was doing this, you know, I wasn't doing this because magic told me to, and I wasn't doing this to gain anything from it.
Well, as sincere as you may be, Swift, with all of this, and as how much we can all just believe you on that right now, one thing I will never be able to understand is how you can instantly jump to League and play that 12 hours a day and have your excuse be, I'm getting my life together, I am so sorry, QQQQQ.
I really don't know how I've been playing League for 12 hours a day because I've been working for a while.
For easily the 2 months after you quit, we would log on and see you either on a Smurf account or your main.
Yeah.
Whether it be me, Joe, Momo, Pat, Sinclair, Throb, myself, anyone.
Yeah, I was pretty much always logged into League, and I played it a fair amount because, you know, I was working, and it's summer, you know, haven't had a whole lot else to do, and that's like, that really has nothing to do with me, like, not apologizing. It just had to do with, you know, I was afraid to talk to you guys.
Well, you might want to grow some balls. Leave it at that.
Okay.
Anyone else have anything?
I mean, I just wish you had done it sooner. I mean, I don't hate you. I mean, I don't... I'm not mad at you anymore. I was mad at you at first, but I'm not mad at you. I didn't hate you when it happened. Like, if you had just said something to me, like, over Facebook or texted me, I mean, everything, it's just annoying more than anything. I'm not going to yell at you or, like, you're not on trial here. I mean, I'm not going to say anything mean. And it didn't change how I viewed you, I guess. I mean, I understand where you're coming from, and you see it completely differently than everybody else. And you have to understand that we may see it differently, like, people were mad because they were just on the other side of it. And in your eyes, you just missed one night. But in everybody else's eyes, you quit for good that night. And that's, I think, the problem.
I think it felt really disrespectful. It felt like we were, yeah, disrespected. Like, I wasn't mad. I was irritated overall by everything, too. It was stressful. And I don't hate anybody, really, except Z. But I felt it was disrespectful. I just don't think I can trust you.
Well, I mean, it's definitely that's your decision, and that's just like I really don't know how to be more sincere at this point. At this point, because you know I've already waited months. I guess like 4 months, and I mean, like I said, I really have nothing to gain from trying to apologize, and I'm not doing it to gain anything. It's like, and I do know I should have done it earlier, but it's like, hindsight 2020. And again, like, this definitely doesn't make it right, but I do feel, slightly that, like, if the Prochambeau hadn't killed her that night, and I had showed up the next day, you know, you guys would have just been like, what the hell, where were you? And then, since they did kill it, you know, you guys are a lot more mad, and I do understand that because I was working towards that same goal that you guys were, and I, you know, wasted everyone's time, including my own.
All right, just gonna go down the list of events. If you're interested in having Swift come along with us, just say yes. If not, say no. Bad guy.
I don't think he.
Just do the people that were here for the kill.
Bad one.
Not really.
Tech.
I don't care if he comes in as a social, but I don't see him ever reading again. Yes, I guess.
Patrick's.
Personally, I would vote no for everything, but if people, I'll go with the majority. It wouldn't hurt my feelings if he became a social. It wouldn't hurt my feelings if he just wasn't in either.
Sinclair?
I'm with Tech.
Grab?
I agree with Tech.
Send it to more people.
Magic?
Yourself. Tao doesn't want anything to do with this, so don't even bother asking him.
Tao say he doesn't care as a social, but...
He's never gonna raid with him, yeah. Pretty much.
Tony Swift, you can join us as a social, or go to Brassy.
Well, at the time, at the... Like, I don't know how many people actually did read everything that very long post on Facebook, but I don't really even know if I'm gonna be playing, to be honest. So, I mean, I had the account already yesterday. I sent them a ticket and told them to turn it back to the trial. And so it's a trial now, but I don't know if I've got my money back, so I don't really even know. But I mean, if I play, I would definitely enjoy being a social with you guys.
Oh, that's the option on the table. If you want to still hang out with us, you're social, you can, but you're anything to do with raiding, most likely not.
Yeah, I understand.
And if you're going to be on Mumble, you have to get a better mic. That one sucks.
This is on the mic. I'm talking into a Sony headset. There are just two of your phones.
Are we done?
Yep.
I'm gonna go eat a hamburger.
Tech, when are Doodle and Ashley coming on? Doodle and Leisha?
They'll be home in like 15 minutes or so.
Alright. We'll start the art run when they get home.
Pat, you coming back tonight?
Yeah, I'll come back. I'm just gonna go pick up some burgers from my grandma.
Okay.
Badwind.